all wearing phones, and we're going to be talking about communication. There probably wasn't any part of Jeannie Modine's experience where good communication wasn't vital. And so I'm doing a skit, and you all have to, after the skit is done, you have to say what's going on. So you don't be quiet, okay? Bonnie, are you here yet?
Bonnie was last in line.
She's left. Well, we're going to go ahead and start the first skit, and I'm going to set my clock for 60 seconds. And you guys are going to start your conversation. This is skit number one. And let me, I gotta wait till, don't talk until I set my clock. Gotta find it. We've already discussed, so I'm, you know, challenged. Okay, go. Okay, that was a long 60 seconds, wasn't it? What kind of conversation did they have?
Body language.
Okay, we're not going to talk about the body. They had no conversation because they were all instructed not to say anything until the other person, until someone else talked. Do you know how many missed conversations there are? Important conversations because we're waiting for the other person to start the conversation. How many times someone could have been comforted but they're waiting for you to start the conversation with them, and or missed opportunities to start a conversation with someone about God. If someone hadn't found the courage to start the conversation with me and say to me, what do you believe, I wouldn't be here today. So our very first skit is to illustrate the importance of not waiting for someone to talk to you, but to talk to them, to have the courage to step outside your comfort zone and start conversations, whether it's about God, whether it's about yourselves. You can just ask them simple questions. How's your day going? How many children you have? I mean, we usually love to talk, but it's starting the conversation that's tough. Okay, so next, skit two. Who's your skit two, right?
I don't know.
I'm skit two.
I never got it.
I'm skit two.
You're skit two? Oh, you're skit three, Bonnie.
Okay.
So, skit two. The skit two people? Remember, this is a role. And skit two has 90 seconds. Okay, let's go.
So, I heard you move the seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I heard that there was
teaching here. What about down there? Do you teach in Texas?
beginning is over.
By the way, I forgot to mention that they don't know what every person's role is. So, what happened in this conversation? It was one-sided conversation, and trying to get information from her is really kind of like a conversation with my sons. You know, they come home from school, and you have to ask a gazillion questions to find out one thing. So I forgot to mention when we talked about conversation and being willing to start the conversation, God has started a conversation with all of us. He's the best conversation starter ever. He's ready to talk to us all the time. So if you are a person now, so we have a person that's trying to start a conversation, and we have a person that's not engaged in the conversation, doesn't want to give any feedback. How frustrating is that when you just can't get more than one word from them or a shrug? So God talks to us through His Word, but are we having a conversation with Him? Are we engaged? I mean, they weren't obviously not engaged in a conversation, were they? How do we talk to God? Prayer. So in our conversation with God, we need to listen to Him, but we need to talk to Him as well. When our conversation with each other, we need to be a little more generous with our answers and our information. How hard was that to try and talk to her?
My husband says I can talk to a rock.
Okay, so now does anyone want to add to that illustration? How do you know people in your life that you're just, well, not your husband. Husbands don't count. I have decided men have a whole language of their own. And it's really funny because I have two sons, all boy family, that married all girl family. And it's really, the girls don't, it's taking them some time to figure it out. It's like, I could talk to my sister, blah, 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 and I have to ask you 100 questions to find out how your day went. So I was always jealous of Polly, because our kids were in the same school, and her kids would come home and she'd know everything that happened, and more than she wanted to know. I never knew anything was going on. So, okay, thank you, Layla. And now we're on C3. Come on up. Do you remember where you're supposed to be?
I didn't get a call.
Well, I tried to give it to you, but you were in the bathroom. Every time I try to give it to you, in the bathroom. All you have to do is start the conversation. Okay, so it's Bonnie and Jill.
Oh, you told me I was in four. So you were on my car.
Did I? My bad.
So I'm going to try to hit her. I'm going to get engaged. Just keep trying to get her.
Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? I'll make sure. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it a really nice place to live?
They, people from Graham think it's really nice, but like, I live better places. Like, it's not very good. It's like, there's so many people and they're old.
So do you have something against older people?
not any more than I have things about this to anybody else.
You don't care for people, then. Like,
I don't care for anything.
Engage in a conversation with someone that can only be negative.
Just so I can ignore him.
So I caught on pretty early. It didn't say that here, but I caught on right away. She's the negative person. I figured this out because you were pretty negative.
And I actually like Texas a lot.
She's not a negative person. She does like being by her mom. Okay, so we need to be cautious when we're talking to people, not to be so negative, not to be just whine and complain. And who else do we need to be cautious to when we talk to him? Not to whine and complain.
God.
In our prayers, when we have our conversations, you know, he wants to hear our burdens, but he also wants to hear prayer. I'm sorry, I have no idea what that is. He wants to hear our praise, and he wants us to count our blessings. Okay, skip 4. The conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys ready? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. They don't care what you're saying. It's kind of hurtful. So there was a conversation trying here, but because there was a disinterest, because there was a domination. I mean, Jill, she was supposed to keep it, people on track. She literally had to raise her voice. So when we're especially in a large number of people, a large group, we need to be courteous. We need to listen, be good listeners. We need to let people have their turn. This has been, when Holly pointed out my one flaw.
It's the only one.
No. I think my biggest.
Got over it.
Yeah, I was upset with her because she didn't say that I had matured.
She's grown.
I mean, really, I have. Of course, I would like any of the other ladies except Holly and Jill in my basement last night. That's okay. I let them in the rest of the house, right, baby? my biggest struggle, I'll just confess it, it is really being a good listener and not interrupting people. And I get so excited or I get nervous or... And I know, I you know, it's like an out-of-body experience. I know it's rude, but hopefully the Lord will continue to give me more years so that I can lay my head down and say, I tackled that. But I'm not able to say it yet. I'm working on it. I don't think I'm as bad as I was, 10 years ago. Am I Bonnie? Okay, thank you, ladies. They did an awesome job. Okay, before we go into Amy's presentation, I'm just going to tell you really fast that I knew Amy before she was born. I mean, her mom was trying to have a baby, and then she was pregnant, and I got to watch her grow up, and she was a challenging child. She was full of a fire, it has been such an honor to watch her grow into such a beautiful Christian woman, and I've seen the trials that she's endured. She's just grown so much in God's word, and I was so thankful that she said, yes, I'll speak. Thank you. So we're going to have her speak on encouragement. All of you in your name tags, your phone, there is an envelope. I know we may not know what an envelope looks like. But there's an envelope, and you need to try to recall what it's like to self-address that to yourself. I want you to write your address on the envelope, and then we'll take it from there after Amy's conversation.